Let's welcome in Alistair Overeem to the Spano and Black Attack. Alistair, good morning. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. It's great to have you aboard this morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
It's really our pleasure. You're on UFC Fight Night this Friday night, September 5th, at the Foxwoods Casino and Resort up in Connecticut. It's also for television on Fox Sports 1, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You're in the semifinal match, and you take on Ben Rothwell in the heavyweight co-main event, and you're looking to get yourself back into the heavyweight title picture in UFC. Talk about that matchup a little bit and what Ben brings to the table and his strengths compared to your strengths. Break down the matchup a little bit for us.
Well, Ben Rothwell is a big guy. I'm actually very excited to fight him. He's got knockout power in his hands. He's got some wrestling. I'm not too much worried about his submission game. But he definitely is a strong guy, and he's also not really afraid. I do see myself as faster. I do see myself as more dangerous, more versatile. Also have more experience. I think, I was surprised by the amount of fights Ben Rothwell has. But I have, this is going to be my 74th fight, I believe, 74th or 75th. And I've been working extremely hard and dedicated. So I'm good. I feel very confident coming into this fight.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about Rothwell's strengths, and they kind of coincide with your strengths. Very few heavyweights in mixed martial arts can match you as a striker. You know, you're a K-1 kickboxing champion. You're, to me, one of the best strikers in the whole heavyweight division. And Ben Rothwell is going to come at you, and his strength is striking as well. So to me, just looking at it from the outside, looking in, that makes me very comfortable in that you could take this, because very few people can strike better than Alistair Overeem in mixed martial arts. And you've done a great job over the last several years of rounding out your game.
Yes. Definitely, but, again, Ben is 260, 265. He's got, how much pounds is that? 15 pounds on me, maybe more. Yeah, and that's the thing. You should definitely not underestimate anybody in this sport. If you start doing that, I've done that a couple times in my career. It never ended in a good fashion. So we're just going to stay very sharp, very focused, and, I have good hopes for this fight.
Well, as well you should, but there are also some issues that have come up in that you've been knocked out a couple of times, stopped a couple of times. Strength on strength, there must be a level of confidence for you being able to stop him, but it must in the back of your mind concern you a little bit that with his ability to hit, he could stop you just as easily.
Yeah, we have a couple of good game plans. I'm well prepared. Ready.
And those are the dulcet tones of Alistair Overeem joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And again, it's UFC Fight Night. It's this Friday, September 5th, at Foxwoods Resort Casino up in Connecticut. The main card starts 9 Eastern time and will be seen on Fox Sports 1. Let's talk about the main event a little bit. I know you're focused on your before we get to the main event, let's talk about your camp and how important it is and your experience in peaking at the right time. You know, I've done some fighting, and there's nothing worse than coming into a fight, and you left the best part of your ability to fight in the camp 2 weeks earlier, and you come in flat. Talk to us about this camp and how ready you are and how you feel you're peaking just in time for Friday night's fight.
Before I do, let me ask you a question. You did some fighting yourself.
Yeah.
What fighting did you do?
I did some boxing growing up, a little bit of Golden Gloves. I studied various disciplines of martial arts, Jeet Kune Do. I studied quite a bit of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Not nearly at the level that you guys do it, but it's something I really got into and I was very passionate about. Muay Thai, kickboxing, things of that ilk.
What is your record boxing?
My record is 12-2 overall.
Oh, that's a good record.
That's not bad. I mean, it's not 37-13. It's not 75-plus fights. But I've had my moments, on the club level and different things of that nature.
Listen, I can respect that. So my hat comes off because you know the feeling of competing. You know the feeling of training, your body aching in the morning when you wake up. 12-2 is not super big career, but still it's a great record, by the way. and you know what it is, what it feels like.
And I started late.
The winning
part
and the losing part. So my hat comes off.
When you were training early in your career, youth certainly made a difference. Your abilities, just physical and otherwise, mentally as well, because you're a well-educated man, probably advanced you a long way. Now you train at Greg Jackson's gym in Albuquerque. Talk about the difference in preparing later in your career as opposed to earlier in your career.
Well, I switched camps. I was actually planning to go and have a look when I moved to the States in 2011, but I made a deal with the Black Zillions, and that actually took me to Miami. Fell in love with the city of Miami, didn't fall in love with the team. So we started looking for alternatives. Now, then I started fighting Travis Brown and afterwards Frank Mir. That actually kept me away from the Greg Jackson camp for a while. But after the Frank Mir fight, I went to have a look. And I also was scheduled for surgery, so I couldn't accept the new fight right away. So I had surgery on both elbows, bone spurs, a lot of bone spurs, and a whole nerve replacement. And just took my time to rehab properly. Went to the Jackson camp with an open attitude. You know, that's the best attitude if you're coming up in a new environment, new gym. And took my time to slowly get to know everybody there, because obviously I didn't know anybody. I didn't know who was who. And a lot of turnout. It's full of fighters, UFC fighters, but also other promotion of fighters. And they have a great staff of coaches. So took my time and slowly got into the group. And I've been learning every day along the way. I think the high altitude has had a great effect on my cardio, because it is kind of tough to train there. The city itself, Albuquerque, is kind of slow. Not flashy at all like Miami, but a very good environment to keep the focus on training. And, what else? I've been learning every day. Great sparring partners, John Jones, Andre Orlovsky, Cody East. Kamal Wallace was a great help. So I was just, been over there training hard, being dedicated, and absorbing the new team vibes.
Last one from me before we let you run, and we focused a lot on your fight because we've had you on, and I know training takes so much away from you that your focus is on yourself and your opponent. Any quick thoughts on the main event, Souza and Mousasi?
Yeah, that's going to be a very tight, very exciting fight. I know both guys. Both are tremendous athletes with great ground and great stand-up. I think that Mousasi is a little bit more decorated because he held the Strikeforce and the Dream title at the same time. He also has notable wins in the K-1, beating former champions there, actually beating a champion there. But still, Jacare is a very, very dangerous fighter. Sublime ground game, but also in the stand-up, he's doing very, very well. He's very strong, physical, very strong. So actually, that's Gegard Mousasi is from Holland. I've known the guy for 12 years. We've also been training together sporadically. Very friendly guy. So obviously, Mousasi is the one I'm rooting for, but. Jacare is some force to be reckoned with. And actually, this is a rematch because they fought before. And in that fight, at the Dream Middleweight Tournament, Mousasi upkicked and caused a knockout on Jacare. And he won that fight. And that was the final. That was for the Dream Middleweight Tournament belt. So this is their long-awaited return fight, and it can go either way. I'm rooting for Mousasi anyways.
Well, Alistair, we appreciate the couple minutes. Good luck on Friday. Foxwoods is a nice place. You'll have a good time up there, and after the fight, go enjoy yourself. But stay healthy, and you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you very much. Thanks, man.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Alistair Overeem joining us here on Spano and Black.